9 o'clock, Jim and Cake today, aka Garmin San Diego, baked goods,
nibbles,
Nibsy Hustle.
Quite a few.
Which is the one that you dislike the most?
It might have been Garmin San Diego.
Okay,
but
I'm sorry. I should only use the ones that you that are approved and endorsed by you.
Oh, please.
Okay.
It's fine. I appreciate the extending of the courtesy.
Oh, you're my boy, Blue. I mean, come on. I don't want to treat you. You know, like the way the Buckeye boy treats you.
Oh. He does.
He treats you like a rented mule. He does. He could be kinder, could be nicer to you. But sometimes he's
off
like
the
he's
air,
not very
nice.
He's not very nice to me sometimes. And I'm allegedly his boss. He's not very nice to me sometimes. I'm just saying.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good in the hood.
All right. Well, I'm good. It's our last hour together today, so I don't want it to be. I don't want to hit in the weekend on a sour note. Exactly. All right. So we're looking from you, Pyle, for your upset of the weekend in college and NFL. Also, who do you think will be the Broncos MVP? And what will hopefully be a glorious. It's not going to be glorious. It's going to be in Jacksonville. Good win against the Jags on Sunday. I like KJ Hamler as my my MVP guy that's going to step in. I think have a good, really good game Sunday.
Yep.
Against Jacksonville. Yeah, I look at Nebraska, Oklahoma. It's 22.5. Because I have friends that are Husker fans.
So
I know
do
they
I.
say don't let friends be Husker fans, but I do. They're Husker fans. One of them's one of our colleagues.
Yep.
Ron Peterson. I want to say they're going to be game. The Huskers are going to be game at Norman. They're going to hang in there. It'll be like the old Big 12 days, and they'll give them a fight, and they'll end up losing, but it'll be a close game. And then I think, no.
They're bad.
No.
JD Martinez is not a good quarterback.
Spencer Rattler is going to have, I think, a very nice day tomorrow.
And by the way, I am in the camp that says Spencer Rattler is a little overhyped.
A little bit, yeah. I think he's a good football player.
He has good moments, but I think...
Is he Jalen Hurts?
No.
Is he Baker? I don't know. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's definitely should be in the conversation for the Heisman, but I don't know if he's better than those two guys.
And I think by the fact that this quarterback draft class is probably not going to be as good as last year's, you're probably going to see him go first round, maybe. But realistically, if you were to scout Spencer Rattler, I would think he's probably more of a second round guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I'm also not an NFL scout, so I could be completely wrong.
There you go. Yeah, just looking around here at some of the Baylor, Kansas.
Hey.
I know Baylor's not the Baylor of old, but they're also not that bad either. Seems like 17.5 is kind of low, right?
I was going to say Kansas.
Against Kansas, that's kind of low.
Well,
I might be tempted to take that one. Take Baylor, of course, to outright win and also cover that.
I'd have to double check, but I'm pretty sure there's only one matchup between two top 25 teams this week, and that's Bama, Florida. And that's 14.5. Favor Bama.
You know what? I like Bama to win, but I think Florida. I think the cover there. I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's closer than people think. That's my gut reaction on it. I don't know. Could be dead wrong.
I was gonna say I think
wouldn't be the first time.
I think Bama. I mean, Alabama football year after year seems to just be in a classification of its own, in its own conference, the SEC, which is supposedly this vaulted football conference, and it is, but the bulk of that comes from Alabama.
Here's what I'm looking at, too.
All right.
31.5 Iowa State over UNLV. That's a big number. It's I know, like, huge. And I know Matt Campbell's boys, Brock Purdy, Breece Hall, they're gonna be pissed after what happened last week with Iowa.
Well, and UNLV.
And UNLV is not anything great.
No.
That's a really big number, though.
It's huge.
I do like the over on that at 52.5 But that's a big number. I know UNLV sucks, but
because at that point,
a big number
to cover. You have to win by 5 touchdowns, not just score, but win by.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's like calling off the dogs or whatever, and I just don't know if I'd feel totally comfortable with that. Yeah. I do agree with Guru though. Saints are just a 3.5-point favorite. I know they're on the road. They're at Carolina, but just doesn't seem right. I mean. Panthers beat the Jets. Yeah.
Well, it also didn't.
Saints beat Green Bay. I mean, it wasn't like they beat nobody.
That didn't seem right because it didn't seem like, first of all, it didn't seem like Rodgers was going to go out and completely lay an egg like that.
Like, I like the Eagles and the Niners. I like the Eagles in that one. Niners are a 3-point road favorite. I kind of like the Eagles at home in that one. Niners look good, but they also give up a lot of points.
Late.
No.
They gave up a lot of points
second half they did.
It was pretty late, though.
But still, I mean, not that Detroit is as bad as people like to make them out to be. Jared Goff, I thought, played really well throughout the entire game.
He did.
But I don't know. Ruminating on.
That one scares me because I think the Eagles winning over Atlanta is more proof that Atlanta is just terrible this year. And Philadelphia, I'm not going to say they got lucky because, Jalen Hurts can develop into a good quarterback and having Devontae Smith there is helpful.
Right.
But there's still a lot of missing pieces on that Eagles team that I don't think going up against a Niners team that truly could be a dark horse for a Super Bowl run this year, or at least a division title.
Here's one last one before we move on here. I don't know if I can bring myself to do it because it involves the Raiders.
Oh, no.
But they're a 6.5-point dog at Pittsburgh.
I see that one.
That's I don't know. I'm just...
We can say,
once again, is Pittsburgh that good or Buffalo not as good as we thought they were? Or I'm not sure. Or are the Raiders better than we've given them credit for since they beat the Ravens?
The Ravens is a bit of a term.
I kind of like the Raiders in that one. to cover and win outright in that game. I just kind of like them in that one. I don't know. I could be wrong. Won't be the first time. Won't be the last time.
That game may or may not be in our 920 pick'em
segment. Okay. All right. Very good.
So okay. Marinate on that for a little bit.
PD will join us coming up a little bit. Also, our sales guy, JJ, is going to join us. Clemson fan extraordinaire, JJ, one of our sales guys. Okay. We also have our intern, Peyton. Been letting Peyton, kind of dip his toe in the water here a little bit. Peyton, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to throw a few of these out at you. So, okay.
You've had time to study.
Yeah, pick for an upset. We'll start out with college.
Okay. I like the Spartans going in and taking down the U. I don't know. I mean.
Damn Mel Tucker. Still don't like him.
Miami's barely hanging on as a ranked team. I don't know.
But I like where your head's at in that one. I think that's good, yeah. What about another college one, or is that it?
Yeah, that's really about it.
Okay, and what about NFL?
NFL, I mean, I would love to see Baltimore beat the Chiefs this week. I know they're coming off of a, like a rough loss, tough loss there, but, I mean, that was a hard-fought game. And against the Raiders, too, it's the Raiders, whatever, but they played them good. And we saw what the Raiders did, last season with the Chiefs. I know it was last season, but I would really like to see. I mean, I'm hoping Baltimore can go in, take down the Chiefs.
Okay.
Or Chiefs come in and lose to Baltimore. Right?
Gotcha. Broncos MVP for Sunday. Who's that going to be?
I like Noah Fant. I think he, if he can get the ball in some space, he is a big, fast dude, hard to take down. He can throw a shoulder at you. He can throw a stiff arm at you. And I think he's going to have a pretty good day with a lot more targets, a lot more, especially in the red zone area, I think. So I'm going to go with Noah Fant.
Okay, very good. All right, so there's some of your picks for upsets, and very good. I like it.
Well done.
Nicely done, Peyton. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, 9-10, and we'll hear from Tremaine Jackson in just a moment. The Mavericks take on Highlands tomorrow right here on the Team CMU Sports Network, pregame at 11, kickoff at noon. I do want to mention this, though, that we had Josh Vigil in this week from the ride that's coming up tomorrow, the POW-MIA Tribute Poker Run that's going to take place in Delta. It's with TJ Cycles and Off-Road. It's their third annual POW-MIA Tribute Poker Run, and gets underway today. The pre-registration party at Confluence Park, that starts at 4 o'clock today, and you can get registered there, and they're going to have a beer garden and food vendors and music, silent auction as well. And then the run starts tomorrow, and it will begin and end at TJ Cycles. Registration is 8 o'clock, and then kickstands up and on the bikes at 10 o'clock. And then the ride party, they'll have music and a beer garden, silent auction, raffle drawing, and more. And all the funds benefit several nonprofits such as the American Legion Post 65, Colorado Heroes Project, Base Camp 40, American Legion Riders Post 73, and the Gospel Spokes Christian Motorcycle Association. So it goes to benefit all those organizations that involve our veterans. And so if you want more details, TJ Cycles and offroad.com. But if you're listening along the Highway 50 corridor, 102.1, make sure you get out there if you ride a motorcycle and join in with what's turning into a really wonderful poker run that they do every year to benefit our veterans. Once again, details at TJ Cycles and offroad.com. All right. Mention the Mavericks play at New Mexico Highlands tomorrow. It's been over a week and a half since the Mavericks played William Jewell. So now they go to Las Vegas, New Mexico to take out a Highlands team that played really well in a ended up being a 10-point loss. Mines gets a late touchdown. But we're talking about a Highlands team that went into Golden, to Marv K. Field, and played a top 10 Division II football team really tough until the bitter end, with a 31-21 loss by Highlands to Colorado School of Mines. So certainly, this is not a Highlands team like we've seen the last couple of years, which been the Mavericks have owned them over the last five games, and a one game put up about 80 points on them in one game down at Las Vegas, New Mexico. But had the chance to catch up with Mavericks head football coach Tremaine Jackson this week, leading up to the game with Highlands tomorrow.
Time to get in the huddle with Colorado Mesa coach Tremaine Jackson on the team.
Head coach of the Mavericks, Tremaine Jackson. Tremaine, it seems like it's been 2 years since your football team played after that win against William Jewell. It's been a lengthy laugh with the bye week and everything, and then playing on Thursday. How have you approached things with your team, in and obviously keeping them mentally and physically sharp, but this is a long season, a lot of football left to be played. How have you approached this this bye week with your football team?
Yeah, Jim. So we looked at, when we found out early in the summer we were going to have a bye week, we made the best of it. You don't really want one, but we had one. So we looked at our first game against Jewell as an extension of fall camp. Normally you get two or three scrimmages in fall camp. We only scrimmaged one time. And the first game was going to be looked at in our program as our second scrimmage. And it just happened to be against somebody else. And so this bye week allowed us to make the adjustments that we, from the mistakes that we made the first game. It had been a while since a lot of our kids had played against somebody else. And so I think it really helped us as a program be in a little longer fall camp to get ready for a 9-game conference schedule, which is really where we want to be competing for our MAC championship.
Colorado Mesa football coach Tremaine Jackson joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Now that you've had a chance to really sit down and look at the tape with Brandon Anderson, your defensive coordinator, Braylee Brown, your offensive coordinator, along with Mike Barella, the co-offensive coordinator, or some of the takeaways from both sides of the football for you, Tremaine, after really diving into the tape?
Yeah, we started slow, Jim. We started slow on both sides of the ball. And, giving up a 19-play drive, Coach Anderson was not happy. Obviously, nobody in the program was happy. But we were happy that when we did start executing, when we did get over the sun being on us, we held that team to 3 points for the whole game. And so looking at the offensive side, we missed some throws early. just again not starting very fast like we like to. So looking at it, we were able to make some adjustments in the way that we practice. And when you have a bye week, you got time to make those adjustments without the pressure of a game that week. And so diving into that film, it feels like we've been on that film for 4 weeks instead of 2 weeks because we've been in it so much. But I think that's going to help us really make this next run in the conference.
Carse Tunner made his first collegiate start at quarterback. I thought he played really well. 302, a couple of touchdown passes. He had 65 yards on the ground. He was named the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. I know that you were very impressed with how he played. Were the takeaway after watching the film, what were some of the little things that you saw that impressed you maybe even more about that first start from Carst?
Yeah, I thought he managed the game extremely well for a guy that hadn't been under center or in the gun behind the center, you know, as the starter in college. And so I thought he managed the game really well. I thought he took command of the offense really well. You know, reflecting back as you're watching the tape, you start remembering moments in the game and reflecting back to being in some of those huddles and hearing him get coached and then hearing him coach people, you could see it show up on the tape. And so I thought he did a good job of just being a leader and being the quarterback of the Mesa Mavericks. And but again, you know, he missed some throws early. He'll be the first one to tell you. And so I look forward to him being able to make the improvement that you normally make between game one and game two.
When you look at your running game, Gavin Herbert, of course, had the 87 yards. Part of that was an 81-yard run and then finished it off with the touchdown. Carst had 65 yards. A lot of your rushing yardage came from the quarterback spot, though. Avion Thomas, I thought, did a really nice job. He had 60 yards and his first collegiate touchdown. When you've talked with Mike Borrello, who's the run game coordinator, if you will, along with Braley, who's your passing coordinator, what was the little bit of the talk about the run game and generating more offense from your running backs?
Yeah, well, the talk is people know that we're going to run the football. We made that known from the very first day I got the job here. I thought Coach Borrello has done a really good job of making that known in our abbreviated season and even in our first game. What we talked about is having the answers of getting people to back up out of the box. If they're going to load the box up, Jim, we're going to throw the football. That's just what it is. We're not going to sit there and bang our head up against a wall trying to run a loaded box. But taking advantage of the opportunities of a favorable box, getting us into the looks that we want to be in to get a favorable box is kind of what we've been talking about. And then whatever they give us, we're going to take it. So, no doubt we want to run it. We feel like we've got a core running backs that can run the football. But when you add the quarterback to the run game, they have to account for that guy. And so I think them having that rushing yardage, I think 140 yards between the two quarterbacks, you're going to have to account for the quarterback. No more can you play 11 on 10 with man-free defense. You're going to have to play 11-on-11 when you play the Mesa Mavericks.
Mavericks football coach Tremaine Jackson joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Flip it over the defense. Remington Green was the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week. He had the 15 tackles and among the leading tacklers in all of Division II football after that first weekend. Damaron Mitchell with a solid game, 10 tackles as well. But Brooklyn Hardeman had a really good game, 9 tackles. Let's talk about Brooklyn a little bit and the performance he had against William Jewell.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that played, you know, FCS football in a reputable Big Sky conference and came over to us, and you think he's been here for 10 years. I mean, this kid has really bought into what we're doing. Brooklyn does an awesome job of really preparing himself for the game during the week. And it showed. He's in that linebacker, that outside backer position for us, which over the years, Jim, we've had a lot of guys have success at linebacker. So it really doesn't surprise us as coaches. It makes us happy that those guys are experiencing the success that we know we can have in this defense.
Colorado Mesa football coach Tremaine Jackson. Mavericks take on New Mexico Highlands tomorrow on the Team CMU Sports Network. Mavericks Stampede pregame show at 11, and Tyler Franzen will be your delightful host for that tomorrow.
Yes.
Taking up to kickoff at noon. The Mavericks at New Mexico Highlands and Colorado Mesa football brought to you by Ken Richards State Farm Insurance. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll have our football picks. That's coming up next. Our pigskin picks. That's on the way on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Good morning, gentlemen. What are the haps?
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, the Team.
Welcome back. Jim Davis along with Cake today. From the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. All right, still have time to pick your upset of the weekend in college and NFL. Also, who do you think will be the Broncos MVP in Sunday's game against Jacksonville? Don't forget, we'll have it on the team. Countdown to kickoff starts at 9, 11 o'clock kickoff from Jacksonville. The Broncos take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so joining us right now for our Pile Pigskin Picks, it's our good friend Petey Pope. The Pope has arrived at a puff of smoke. Are you wearing the hat and everything today, Pope?
No hat today, man.
Okay,
but you
very
know
good.
What? It's always good when I get Earth, Wind, and Fire as an intro. Cake, you know how to do that, baby.
I got you. I got
you. Got me. You
legendary
got me.
Legendary Colorado band.
That's right.
Earth,
that's
Wind, right. And Fire. Yeah. Yeah. Let's give the Centennial State some love here. But yeah, I always love it when he plays a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good job there, Cake.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, so we've been alternating. We had Chris Britt on last week doing picks, and we'll get to the standings in a moment after week one. So I thought we'd go off from our off-air, you know, to our other folks that do things here, like sell our radio stations. They do a sensational job of doing that. So we went for somebody that is not on the on-air staff, though he's been on our show before, JJ from the sales department, who... I told you were doing this the other day, and you sent me this text like, I'm surprised that I didn't know I was doing this today. Yes, I told
okay,
you the other day.
First of all, that's
it.
Not my voice, and I heard it earlier, and it was
insulting. I can't believe you asked me to do that. I didn't even know.
No, you did say that, but my sister texted me this morning. I was like, hey, Jim said you're going to be on air this morning. I was like, yeah.
Okay,
I'll go into the office now.
Well, time out now. So your sister listens to the show religiously, but you work here, and you don't listen religiously.
Man.
Maybe we need to have your sister on picking because at least she listens to the show.
She'd probably do a lot better than I did. Yeah,
I'm thinking so. Yeah, I'm thinking
I
absolutely.
I slept in a little
mistake
this morning.
Yeah.
So, but I'm up. I jumped up, got showered,
really?
Hobbled
okay.
in here.
Okay.
Did you really jump up?
I guess you look like you normally do. So
yeah,
you have that like little, you know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid hair, like you just woke up from a nap.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, you get that a lot. It's that tousled look, you know.
I don't own a brush.
And by the way, what's the deal with your leg today?
I was skydiving.
Bull crap.
That's a lie.
He also told me to save a woman from some guy.
Yeah, and he told me it was a shark attack.
A shark attack. He mentioned that.
The real story is just embarrassing.
Okay, well, I won't force you to tell it. I'll keep.
But we will pry off the air.
But we find out, we will tell everybody what happened. Because we will. You know we will find out. Maybe your sister will tell me. Maybe she'll text in and tell us what actually happened to you.
Well, yeah, it's long. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get to the real stuff
here. Okay,
well,
he's got a little red in the face, I think. He does not want to talk about this. All right, so what are the standings from last week, by the way?
Tied across the board because everyone picked the same, and everyone did pretty well. 4-2. Unfortunately, missed on Ohio State, Oregon, because you all picked Ohio State, and all of you had picked Baltimore to beat the Raiders, and that
way to go, Petey. Thanks a lot. Stupid,
yeah, you're welcome,
Baltimore.
Man. That's
stupid
not the
Baltimore.
Same Ravens defense.
Well, I'm hoping that's the same defense in a few weeks. Put
yeah,
it that way.
No
hope that
kidding,
defense
man.
Stays
they
the
stink.
Same here in a few weeks.
They stink.
All right, so I guess we all get.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
We all get that from week one. So
love it, right.
We all went the same. Okay.
Love it.
Ready to go. It's time for our pigskin picks today. So here we go.
Here we go. And we start with the rematch of the quote-unquote game of the century. The Nebraska Cornhuskers at the Oklahoma Sooners. Boomer Sooner favored by 22.5 points.
We'll start out. We'll go Tyler, Petey, JJ, and then I'll finish.
I am going with Boomer Sooner in this one, and I think 22.5 being a little soft.
Man, I go all the way back to the Johnny Rogers days with this bad boy, dude. I mean, those things were tight. Those Oklahoma-Nebraska games, okay. But, you know, if I had to pick between the two, I am never going to pick Nebraska, you know. So that's the way that's going to go. I'm going to pick Boomer Sooner. Ride that wagon all over the field, man.
JJ?
I was talking yesterday to Ron about this, and I don't know what Frost has on his contract.
That's where you made your first mistake, talking to him about this.
I was like,
Jim, stop being so mean.
I said, you think Frost will last the year? And
no.
This weekend could be a big factor and an easy way for them to be like, that's the end of this.
Maybe Trev Alberts is going to be AD / head football coach. Who knows?
The question is, will they cover the spread, really?
-22.5, I think that's being soft.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's 22.5 is a big number, but then again...
24. I say they win by 24.
Okay. Yeah, they cover. I agree. I think they cover, and I think like Sooners win. Yeah, they win this game. Come on.
All right.
I do love the promo, though, for Fox, though.
So. Right.
With the guy that sounds like he's from Jersey.
And that's just, Bill Burr.
What's that?
That's Bill Burr.
Is it really Bill Burr?
Well, why is Bill Burr doing a promo?
I don't know. I thought that, too.
For Nebraska, Oklahoma. Okay, because I thought the voice sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Burr's like, what, Philly or Jersey?
Boston, I think.
Plays Boston. Why is he doing it? Hey, watch the Huskers and the Sooners go at it on Saturday. Okay, I'm sorry.
Moving on. In what I'm pretty sure is the only top 25 matchup this week, number 1, Alabama. Number 11, Florida. In Florida, Roll Tide is favored -14.5. I am taking Roll Tide. Bama.
Hey, man, I'm trying to win this thing. I can't stand Nick Saban, but that's okay. I'm picking. So I'm going to go with Alabama. I still don't think Florida has enough for the Tide. So I am taking the Tide.
Yeah, I think Alabama being healthy, maybe later in the year somebody might get a chance, but it's not going to be for a while, so I'd definitely say they roll over them in the second half.
I'd love to do this for our buddy Eric Burr over on K-Star, midday guy, Florida grad.
Florida grad.
I'd love to say, chomp chomp, go get him, Gators. Nah, it's going to be chomp chomp. Alabama
the other
is
going to
be doing the biting on Saturday, so I like Alabama in this one.
Sorry,
Eric. Sorry, man.
All right, moving on to the almighty Shield. Las Vegas Raiders at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, a 6.5-point favorite. I am taking the Steelers to win this one.
Man, why do I have to pick an AFC North team? This stinks,
man.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, you could pick the Raiders.
No, I ain't going to do that.
All right, fair.
And you know, if the Steelers beat the Raiders... What does that say about the Ravens? This is not going to be a good year. This is just not going to be a good year. Anyway, I'm picking. So I am going to go with the Steelers because they're in the AFC North. Let's go Steelers. Do you think, Ben Roethlisberger?
I want to pick the Raiders, but they played Monday, right? So they're on a short week?
Yes.
And in Pitt, so I'll take the Steelers.
Pete, you sound like you're in a glass case of emotion, man. Yeah. You do. You sound... Sound very beside
I'm
yourself.
I still haven't recovered yet, bro.
Okay. Yeah, the short week thing, that's a valid point, JJ. That's a good one, JJ. That's good.
Look at you.
That's smart. That's some smart thinking on your part. I don't know. I'm just not sold on the Steelers. I don't want to pick the Raiders because I don't like the Raiders.
Right.
But I'm gonna go Raiders are gonna go into the Pittsburgh and get a win on Sunday.
So you're taking the Raiders.
I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders in this
one. All right.
That sounds like a bet between you and I then.
Okay. Maybe so.
All right.
I don't know what we're betting, but... We'll
have to figure that out, I guess.
Okay. You two figure that out while we move on.
If I lose, you get to style my hair like yours. How about that?
There you go. Buffalo Bills.
I don't know what you get. We'll figure that out.
Buffalo Bills at Miami Dolphins. Josh Allen v. Tua. Buffalo, -3.5 favorites. I am taking the Bills in this one.
Yeah, the Bills got to bounce back. That was a rough one against the Steelers, man. I didn't see that one coming, but I think Josh Allen's going to rebound, so I'm going to go with the Bills. Buffalo, Mark, I'm in there with you, boss.
Okay, JJ?
I'm going to take the Bills, but I think Miami might be better than everyone thinks, and I guess we'll find out this week, but I'll go with the Bills.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Bills, too.
All right.
I'll take Bills.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Well, it's like one of the premier matchups this week, Petey. I'm sorry, but...
I know.
Kansas City at Baltimore, at the bank. Kansas City, 3.5-point favorites. as much as it pains me, I'm taking the Chiefs in this one.
Well, it doesn't even have to pain me because Ronnie Stanley, their left tackle, is out. Villanueva, who they got from the Steelers, got beat up on right tackle. And we got injuries all across the board. So, Petey, just stop rambling and make your pick. The Ravens are going to go 0-2 because they're going to lose to the Chiefs.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to make your day here, Petey. I think that the Chiefs have had a ton of really close games. They win them all, but they've had a ton of close games. And Lamar almost pulled that out. That fumble kind of cost him. But I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens to actually pull one out.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
If that happens, I will bring you a cup of coffee down to the station.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
If that happens, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to bring you some coffee, my man.
Sounded threatening. That's like, I'm going to find you.
I'd bring you coffee.
Bring you
darn
coffee.
It.
And you're going to drink
that's
it,
right.
And you're going to like it.
The Chiefs
that's
always
right.
skate by. I just don't think it's always going to work. And I got faith in Lamar coming back.
I think the Chiefs, quote, keep skating. I like the Chiefs in this one.
All right, last but not least, the Denver Broncos at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Denver, 5.5-point favorites. Go, Broncos. I am taking Denver, obviously.
Man, Denver good, man. Hey, Teddy Bridgewater is the real deal, and all for all y'all, you know, and I'm not a Bronco fan, but y'all had all those Teddy Bridgewater haters out there going out there for Drew Lock. How you like him now, Bronco fans? The boy look poised, look good. I'm going to go with the Broncos, even though I don't like them, I'm still going with the Broncos.
I think the Broncos for sure. I'm the biggest Trevor Lawrence fan there is, but the Broncos are going to win, and I'd say the MVP is going to be. They'll probably end up running the ball. They'll get up so much. I guess Gordon, MVP.
How tough has it been for you to see Trevor Lawrence go through what he's going through?
It's going to happen.
It's uncharacter. I mean, it's from what he's gone through in his career. It's never been.
I think that's his fifth loss of his life. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he'll live.
Okay, well, okay, I have to go, of course, with my Broncos in this one.
Obviously.
I mean, of course, duh. Denver covers the 5.5 easily, I think, in this one.
Yeah.
So, Broncos, by the way, this Sunday on the Team Sports Network, our coverage starts at 9, kickoff at 11. And, of course, then we'll have Sunday Night Football as well right here on the team.
And in case anyone cares, Rio's picks, he has Oklahoma, Bama, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Denver. So,
okay. So, gentlemen, let it begin.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
Okay. Very good.
We don't get to pick on Rio since he's not here. That's the best part of being here on Friday.
I'm giving you 30 seconds here to do it. Go ahead. Go.
Well,
jump
number
in.
One, I think I am taller than him. Have we ever established that? I have a pair of shoes I know I could win this in. So, there's that.
No. Okay, we'll do next week. Stocking feet. We're gonna find out. We will settle this debate between you and him.
Okay.
Who could post the other guy up?
Yeah. Number two. Well, he'd probably get me on that one. Number two. The Browns.
I'm talking about height, not.
My favorite thing is he suffered with the Browns forever, and now I've just jumped on his bandwagon because I love Baker and I'm a Browns fan now. And as soon as they lose, I'll just jump back off.
Okay. Okay.
I was actually upset last week when they lost. So.
Okay. So, you. I know you're a Clemson fan, but so you have no actual real NFL loyalty to anybody?
No, the Broncos.
Oh, Broncos. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But I just like the Browns and I like Baker.
Okay.
And I like to enjoy the small little bit that he's actually gotten to enjoy and tell him that I jumped on his bandwagon, which I did.
Okay.
Without the pain.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're taking a shot at him there.
I think it drives him a little batty.
Okay, so he likes him, so you're liking them, and he doesn't like the fact that you like them. So okay,
I think.
Okay, I think I follow the logic.
Yeah,
I think
there's a logic. I think some kind.
Yeah. Anything else? Is there anything else you want to crack on him on?
The joke that I told you the day was funny, and he did his best to not laugh. It's just I thought it was unfair. So there's that.
Do you want to tell said joke? Can you tell said joke?
I was gonna say
it's
can
too
you?
Long. I could, but it's just
okay.
Long.
All right, very
fair enough.
But you can sell folks advertising, right? Marketing plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do anything, really. Swim with sharks, sell you advertising, jump out of planes.
Still don't want to tell us about the leg, huh? It's got the big wrap on it and everything. You don't want to tell us what happened there?
It's not that. I was playing tennis, and it was like the very beginning. I was screwing around instead of warming up, and the first point, I just absolutely tore my calf muscle
apart.
Ooh. Like, it means I'm old.
Ouch, man. Really,
how old are you now?
I'm 43.
Okay,
so I had to crawl on all four to the bench.
You start thinking about that. I'm sorry to hear that. That's not that embarrassing. At least it was like you got off your couch and you tore your ACL getting off your couch or something.
That sounds like something Jim would do.
Hey. When I mess myself up, I do it in grand fashion, sir. I don't do it on just pedestrian getting up off the couch.
Yeah, you actually did it on a bike.
I do it. I go full bore, man. Do not put me in that just getting off the couch hurting myself stuff. Okay, thank you, Mr. Pope.
My man.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well.
On that note.
Well, that's embarrassing.
All right. Thanks a lot, Petey. Okay. Petey.
Well, look, you gentlemen, y'all have a wonderful weekend, and go Buffs. Let's rebound against Minnesota. And Mavs, let's keep up the tradition. Go down there to Las Vegas, New Mexico, and handle your business.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Set your face down there on Saturday for the Mavericks. Right. Okay, very good. Thanks, Petey. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Take care. Petey Pope, and he disappears in a puff of smoke. Wasn't wearing the hat today or anything. Hops into the Pope Mobile and heads around to the schools to make sure that the Bunsen burners are not still lit by some science class.
When I called it, or when he called in before break, he was doing waste paper removal. So his exact words were, anything is better than doing what he was currently doing.
He's a man of many responsibilities in District 51. Many jobs, many responsibilities.
Yes.
All right. JJ, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait to come back every week and do this.
Wait a minute. We're gonna rotate through, but we'll see.
We'll see.
If somebody doesn't show up, you're on the list.
You know, I'll run right in.
Because if you're in right now, you're not. You'll slowly limp into the studio. But I will have you on the reserve list, okay? You're on the practice squad.
I do have my...
Oh, you have your Bronco little wristband thing on your crutch. Very good. Okay,
nice.
Good.
All right, y'all.
But they can call your station for advertising, right? This is a chance for you to kind of plug yourself a little bit. Come on.
I mean, I think... You know, I am a busy man. I'm always in... how about Montrose? I'm always in Montrose, so if anybody's in Montrose and needs to be on the Jim Davis Show, you can call me. Email me at johnm@gjradio.com.
Okay.
I have like 10 emails, so I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very good. All right, JJ.
I'll come by and say hey.
Guy does a great job. We always have you. You're a good sport, man. I appreciate that.
I try to be.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, you catch a lot of hell, but you also... Yeah. You'll also bring a lot of it on yourself,
too. I do.
So
that.
It's okay.
It's 100% true. So.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate it.
And right, don't forget to stretch next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, stretch.
Lesson learned on that one.
You're not 25 anymore, man. No. Stretch, okay?
No.
Okay, JJ from our sales department joining us in the program today. All right. Text or call us 970-242-1340. Let's get to this day in sports history. I'm sure Don Budge probably stretched before he got on the court to play.
Probably.
To win a Grand Slam. 1938, Don Budge completes the Grand Slam with a four-set victory over Gene Mako in the U.S. Lawn Tennis Association Championships. Also on this day, 1954, Rocky Marciano knocks out Ezard Charles to retain his title. Knocked him out in the eighth round at Yankee Stadium to retain the World Heavyweight title. 1966, Joe Paterno makes his head coaching debut.
Ooh.
I was 1 year old when he did that.
66? Wow.
And Penn State beat Maryland 15-7 in the first ever Joe Paterno coached game. Sadly, our memories of Joe Paterno are not what they should be. About a great college football coach that, sent a lot of money back into Penn State for a variety of academic buildings and things like that. No, we're always going to remember Jerry Sandusky. We're going to remember the sexual assaults. We're going to remember that about him, which is sad, but that's
the reality.
But that's the legacy that he's always going to have now.
Yeah.
and deservedly so, because he didn't do nearly enough. He didn't do enough to stop Sandusky from what he was doing. Yeah. Great football coach. A lot of good things about Joe Paterno, but we're all unfortunately remember what he didn't do nearly enough of, which is stop a monster from doing what he did.
Yeah.
Also on this day, 1967, Johnny U throws for 401 yards and two touchdowns in a 38-31 win over the Falcons back in 1967. Also, 2004, Barry Bonds hits his 700th home run, joining Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. Bonds hitting his 7th home run, joining Babe Ruth at 714, Henry Aaron at 755, the only other players at that time to reach the milestone. Also, 2006, Paul Casey sets records in World Match Play Championship. He wins the World Match Play Championship, completes a dominating week by winning the last five holes for a 10-8 victory over Sean McKell, and the largest margin of championship match victory in the 43-year history of the tournament. Also on this day, 2016, Cam Peterson's game winner lifts North Dakota State over then number 13 Iowa.
Ooh,
part of that tradition that North Dakota State had for a while of upsetting Division I programs. This time they get the Hawkeyes back in 2016 when they were the number 13 team in the nation. Also, one final one, 2016, Curtis Granderson homers twice in extra innings to lead the Mets to a victory, knocking off, they were victorious, and they beat Minnesota 3-2 in 12 innings, and they moved into a tie for the wild card. So Curtis Granderson with two homers in one inning for the Mets back then. All right, 9:45, we'll take a break, we'll come back. Wrapping up some garbage time. That's on the way. Text or call us, 970-242-1340. Jim along with Cake today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. More coming up on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
First of all, it's hilarious.
Warp twisted individuals. Yes.
Yeah!
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Welcome back, 9:48. All right, so busy weekend coming up. Take you through what's going to happen this weekend right here on the Team Sports Network. Start out with high school football tonight. We'll have Grand Junction taking on Central, and that'll start at 5 o'clock. Matt Kennedy back here in the studios for that. And Greg Wenzel, Rio Van Gilder, a.k.a. the Buckeye Boy, they'll be out at Stoker for that one with kickoff at 6 o'clock. Then we'll have our first edition of the Weekend Football Primer, which gets you ready for all the other high school football this weekend, college, both Colorado and Colorado State, and of course the Mavericks as well.
Yep,
and the Broncos on Sunday. Matt Kennedy will have some of the interviews and some of those things, plus high school football scores from here on the Western Slope during that stretch after our coverage tonight of Central and Grand Junction. Then at 9:30 tonight, Kevin Schaefer brings you Colorado Preps, all the high school football scores from across the state up until 11 o'clock tonight. So make sure you listen tonight for that. And then coming up tomorrow over on 1100 KNZZ, we will have coverage of the Colorado Buffaloes taking on Minnesota at Folsom Field, pregame at 10, kickoff 11 with Mark Johnson and Gary Barnett for that one. And then 11 o'clock here on the Team CMU Sports Network for the Maverick Stampede pregame show. And Tyler will be back in the studios for that one. Noon kickoff for the Mavericks at New Mexico Highlands tomorrow. And then don't forget, we'll have coverage of the Broncos at Jacksonville on Sunday, pregame at 9, kickoff at 11 with Dave Logan and Rick Lewis. So a lot of football coming up this weekend right here on the Team Sports Network and also on our sister station, 1100 KNZZ, 92.7 FM. Okay, let's hit the text line for just a moment, see what else we have today. Let's see. Ken has me picking the Raiders, Jim. How dare you?
How dare you? It's okay. When we get to garbage time,
I'm picking to win, Ken. That's what I'm doing. I see it. Like, I see an opportunity for an upset there. And yeah, it's the Raiders. And believe me, I don't want to pick them. But I just got a feeling about it. Got Andrew in Grand Junction, Tulane over Ole Miss, and then not an upset, but Atlanta covers versus the Bucks. Has Hamler as his most valuable player for the Broncos. Very good. I like that. Very concise, Andrew. Nicely done. Oh, and Haas wanted JJ to pick the Raiders. He was disappointed. Buckeye boy wants to know, how did JJ reach the mic? I found some phone books, a couple of phone books.
Stack them up.
Like about five of them. And he just got there close enough where he could get to the mic. So it worked out okay.
It did. It
worked out all right.
All was well.
All is well. And it's time to end the show today with...
We're taking out the trash. It's garbage time on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
Oh, I love trash.
All right, I'm going to let you start things out since we kind of squeezed you a little bit on four down territory.
Okay, so there was a couple things. First of all, Purdue and Notre Dame this weekend. Purdue is going to be without their big bass drum for the first time in a game since the 70s, and the reason is because Notre Dame's tunnel is too small for the bass drum. Way to go, guys.
That would be a problem.
Way to go.
That'd be a problem.
On the subject of the Raiders.
The Raiders!
I have a very dear friend of mine from college who is just recently getting into sports more and more. We went to the All-Star game together as more of the experience, and it was great.
Sure.
Rockies fan. But he's wanted to adopt a football team, and so you'd think the natural team to pick in his hometown near Denver would be the Broncos. Oh, no. Either out of spite towards his roommate that he does not like, or just to make me angry, which is a possibility, he has decided that his team that he is going to unofficially adopt for the National Football League viewing season...
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
And I seriously...
So disappointing.
But see, here's the thing. He doesn't know all of the history yet. So when he was looking for suggestions of jerseys, I may have told him to get a Jamarcus Russell jersey and telling him that that's like, you know, that'll show that you're like a real fan. So if he's listening, I hope he...
That is so mean and so great.
Well, can you blame me, though?
So mean. Yeah, Jamarcus Russell, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. You should wear his jersey.
Number one overall pick?
You should wear his jersey.
Really show what you're...
Oh, you don't know much about it? Well, I'll show you some of the Super Bowl highlights of him throwing touchdown pass after touchdown pass, leading the Raiders to Super Bowl after Super Bowl win.
Yeah. So, that was that.
I don't think I have time to get into this, really, but the Nick Saban thing about some of his proclivity to telling off-color jokes.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Alabama safety Jordan Battle told the press that Saban enjoys saying, okay, let's be careful here,
uh-oh,
suck undies and touch D's.
Oh.
Saban responded
on
his radio show about it.
Oh, no.
Says, so I have a couple of my own pet peeves, all right, but most of them are, it's to anybody's imagination what this is, what these are. So whatever you think it is, all right. Now, if you want to think it's something bad, then it's something bad. All right. But it doesn't have to be anything bad. It can be whatever you think it is. And I like to get on Jordan Battle.
All right, then.
Jim Davis Show is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. The biggest game this Sunday is Chiefs versus Ravens, and FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger because FanDuel's giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you could end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Chiefs, Ravens. Ravens coming off that overtime loss to the Raiders. Chiefs had to come back from 12 down to beat the Cleveland Browns. I like KC in this game, and I love FanDuel, because it has the number one rated sportsbook app in America, and they give you fast payouts. And plus, when you win, you get paid out in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel's America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up the promo code KTMM before this Sunday's game between the Chiefs and the Ravens. That's promo code is KTMM. 21 older, present in Colorado. First online real money wager only. For new users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. We'll see you back here on Monday on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.